We are here with a city council candidate, Mr. Bill Maupin. Mr. Maupin, welcome to the studio.
Hey, thank you. Thanks for having me down.
Thanks for coming down. So the purpose of these interviews, I've told the other candidates, that I really just want to get everybody in the studio, get the gist of why they want to run, what they want to do in the city council.
Sure.
So the first question is, why city council?
Well, I've lived here my entire life, and this is something I've always wanted to do. But for a long time, even though I lived here, I worked in Fort Madison. So now that I am back in town working here, I thought this was something I could give back to my community. So looked at some of the issues and thought this would be a good time for me to see if I could help out.
Right. And so can I get – I'm just – forgive my stuttering.
Okay.
So really I asked a lot of people like what their platform is for city council. Do you have a platform of your campaign or
any? Yeah. I think city government has two really main responsibilities. First one being the safety of its citizens, and number two being infrastructure. I really think that we need to give our police department all the resources that they need to curb some of the crime that is going on here in our town. And that's one of the big things. The other thing is just keeping the roads up, keeping that infrastructure going with the sewer separation project, water lines. Those are really the two things that I'm looking at. Another thing, in my position right now, I interview a lot of people that are coming into Burlington for the first time, whether they be teachers that are coming in to interview or new families that have moved into Burlington. And the one thing they have talked a lot about this last little bit is how when they're coming into this town, how wonderful the town looks. And it's a beautiful town. And so that's another part of it. You know, we do have a great city. There's always things we can do better, and there's things that, you know, we can work on. But we really do have a great town, and that's part of my platform.
So you mentioned getting the police department resources. So police department, crime prevention, a lot of that, is that a big thing with you?
Yes, that's a big thing with me.
So I wanted to get your opinion. So a lot of people's concerns with the council were voiced on recent crime spikes involving violence, shooting, drugs, all of that.
Mm-hmm.
I was wondering if you wanted to weigh in on any of that?
Well, I think we need our police department. They're the professionals. What the role of the city council is to give them the resources and make the funds available for what they need, to combat this problem. So that's where I'm coming in at it, as.
And a lot of people have, you mentioned getting resources for things. A big issue a lot of people have with, current city council status is the city's economy, like where funds are coming from, where they're going. So what would you say to somebody who says, we need this for the school or for the police department, but we don't have the money?
We need to look at the budget, and we need to prioritize what we think is most important. There might be some tough decisions coming up, but we would have to look at that. Being in school, you know, I've been a principal and an educator for this is my 32nd year. And a lot of times schools need things, and we have to look at the budget, the overall budget, and see where we can get those funds. It's what's best for the community. It's what's best for the kids and schools. So that would be one thing we'd have to look at.
And you mentioned infrastructure. There's a lot of things going on there with the sewer separation, the whole Cascade Bridge fiasco.
Mm-hmm.
What is your stance on all of those things going on right now?
Well, as far as the sewer separation, that's pretty much we have to. It's not something that well, we'll take some of the money away from there for a while to do that. Hopefully, I know the council has asked for an extension, and hopefully that will take place. And then they'll be able to keep roughly the same amount of money going into it that has been going into it. So that's something we have to do. As far as the Cascade Bridge, the other bridges, those are all important aspects. I'm not going to say, yeah, we have to have it next year, but we need to look at it at some time down the road. I've heard some people say, we'll put a pedestrian bridge in. Or some people say, well, what can we do to use the old bridge again? I don't think there's any way that having the old bridge redone is going to, an engineer is going to say, yeah, it's going to be safe. So somewhere down the line, we're going to have to look at those things. But right now, my main thing is public safety.
And then we have a lot of stuff going on, the Tiger Grant debate with the hotel going on in the riverfront, all the renovations to downtown, and people constantly going back and forth with that. Where do you mm-hmm. stand on all of those situations?
Well, I'd like to see the plan for the hotel, but I'm right now just looking at, you know, some of the drawings I've seen, I wouldn't be in favor of it. I think it takes away from our riverfront. I think every dollar spent, whether it's in downtown Burlington or anywhere around Burlington, is helping the entire city. I understand that with some grants, you know, there are certain parameters that you have to do to get that money. And I think you have to look at the entire city for that. I think it's a great thing what they're doing downtown. But I think that's also going to bring people in. That's going to put money out, people staying out on Roosevelt Avenue, one of the hotels or motels. It's going to bring people in that are going to be buying food all over the town. So I think it's a good thing.
So you think it's a great thing for tourism. And you mentioned all the money going to to other aspects of the city. What other aspects of the city would you like to see money get to?
I'd like to look at our neighborhoods. I would like to look at the streets in the neighborhoods. I know some people have come up and talked to me about, you know, you can't hardly go down this one street without hitting a pothole everywhere you go. You can't dodge them. So just out in the neighborhoods, we have to look at that. So those kind of things. I think if you look at how Burlington has grown, not people-wise, but geographically, you know, we have a larger area and neighborhoods are more spread out. I know when my grandfather, he used to talk about the three neighborhoods, the three hills, and that was about it. In fact, where I live, when my grandfather bought the land out there, it wasn't even in the city limits. So we've grown that way, but our population has went down, which means the tax base has went down. And, you know, the property taxes are one of the highest. I think it's in the top 15% in Iowa. So we can't just keep asking more and more from, you know, the homeowners. We have to look at where our money is and how we can prioritize it.
You mentioned the fact that you're a principal and an educator for many years. So if you are elected city council, would you try to help do more things for the school districts?
Sure. You know, I'm at Notre Dame right now, so, but the public schools are very, very important. And I'd be more than willing to work with them.
And do you see any issues with the school system right now that you would want to address?
No, I don't think that's my place. They have an administration. They have a superintendent. That's their place. I'm just here for the city and help out the city.
Right. So sort of the big question here is that I've asked both other candidates of this, and they've both given very distinct answers to this. And the big question is, why do you feel the people should choose you for city council?
I have a long history, you know, being here. I'm 54 years old, lived here my entire life. I've got a lot of experience in leadership and prioritizing and budgets. So I think I can lend some support to the council and bring some common sense, you know, answers to some of the, and maybe bring a different perspective.
All right. Well, that's about all the time we're going to have. Mr. Maupin, I want to thank you very much for joining us here in the studio.
Thank you so much for asking me down.